Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We thank you for joining us for Mass today at the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Once again, my name is Father Mark Malezzo. It's a great joy to be with you, all those listening through the radio or online through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And today, the Church celebrates the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. Beside the Sea of Galilee, the Lord saw two brothers, Peter and Andrew, and he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Because today is a feast, we will together recite the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed Apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and a pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame." There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who will call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed what has heard from us?" Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup, or honey from the comb. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Come after me, says the Lord, and I will make you fishers of men. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It seems in our world today, kind of surrounded by social media and technology and all these things, if anybody wants to be sort of seen or recognized, they sort of have to be bold. They sort of have to do sort of things that are outside the ordinary so as to be recognized, and sometimes to make some bold statements. We see this all the time, probably with politics is probably the best example, right? They have to make these big claims. I'm going to do this. This will stop here, right? It's sort of how they talk, right? And the reason they make these bold statements is so to be recognized, so people will pay attention to them. Athletes sort of do the same thing. You know, we're going to win this game or whatever it is, right? They have to be sort of more bold than the next one. Now, the thing that happens is everybody makes these bold statements, they can kind of lose their effect because, well, everyone's just saying these things and none of them are really special. But one of the best bold statements, maybe not outside of politics, outside of sports, comes from the church. I'm not sure if this story is true, but if it's not, I sure hope it is. Because if you know your history, and when Napoleon was taking over France and doing all these things, he was meeting with the cardinals that were in France. And he said to one of them, he said, "Your Eminence, do you not know I have the power to destroy the Catholic Church?" Now, that's a pretty bold statement. "Do you not know that I have the power to destroy the Catholic Church?" The cardinal looked at him and smiled a little bit, and he said, "Catholic clergy has been trying to do that for 1,800 years. We have not succeeded, and neither will you," right? It's kind of a joke thing, right? But it's sort of this bold statement met by another bold statement. The church will endure. And one of the main reasons the church will endure is the saint that we celebrate today. And really the saint, but some of these bold statements that we heard in our readings today, starting with the gospel, because it focuses on Andrew, the apostle, the one that we celebrate today. Listen once again what Jesus says to them. Because after these words that Jesus says to them, we hear the result. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." It's a pretty bold statement. He said, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." And obviously, it must have had an impact on Andrew and obviously Peter and then James and John afterwards, because as we hear, at once they left their nets and followed him. It's a bold statement. But obviously, there had to have been something there about Jesus that led them to believe him. Not that there's some another guy just making these claims, walking up and down the sea, but no, there was something different about Jesus. Obviously, we know because he's God. But it's a bold statement. And obviously, as we know with Andrew, that's what they do. He did make them fishers of men. That after the resurrection, after the ascension, they go out. Now, he's believed to have preached in the area of Greece, ultimately where he was martyred. Oftentimes, he's depicted on an X-shaped cross because he felt he wasn't worthy to be crucified in the same way as our Lord. As we look at St. Andrew, that was kind of his story, hopefully encourages us today. But to look at the first reading, because there's another bold statement in there. Well, there's probably a lot of bold statements in Scripture, but it really stood out to me this morning. So, brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is St. Paul, letter to the Romans. It's another bold statement. If you believe in your heart he was raised from the dead, if you confess with your lips, you will be saved. In a sense, if you have that interior, if you believe in your heart what Jesus said was true, if you truly believe that, and if you have the external as well, that you confess that with your lips, that you live your life in accordance with that belief, that it's not about this world, but it's the world to come. We still find ourselves in the month of November, right? Last day, but remember all those holy souls that have gone before us. That we know it's not just this earth, it's the after as well. This is a bold statement. If you do those things, if you have the interior, if you have the exterior, you will be saved. That's bold. But how beautiful that is. How wonderful of an assurance that is. Obviously, we're in the season of Advent just began. Very much a season of hope. And hopefully that is a message of hope for us today. Because the Lord can transform us. Look what he did with St. Andrew. He was just a fisherman. I shouldn't say just, but he was a fisherman, right? Maybe not a whole lot of education. But look what the Lord was able to do with him. Because he believed Jesus' words. I hope all of us believe Jesus' words as well. In particular, this Holy Mass. And when he says, bread and wine become his body and blood, we truly believe that. And not only do we believe that, we get to receive him. What an unbelievable gift this day. And as we ask for the intercession of St. Andrew, that we may have that faith, that we may have that interior, that we have that exterior to preach the gospel as well. So many may come to know Jesus. Many will come to be with Jesus. Many will come and be with him one day in heaven forever. And so trusting our Heavenly Father, from whom all good things come, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For our Holy Father and all priests, that in imitation of St. Andrew, they will ignite souls with the fire of God's love to be strong witnesses to Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, that like St. Andrew, we will take seriously our mission of bringing others to Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, and especially for the Supreme Court members, as they take up the Dobbs case, that they will be ever aware of the responsibility to uphold the dignity and the right to life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor and the hungry, the depressed and the lonely, that they will be acknowledged in our charitable actions and prayers, not only during the Christmas season, but throughout the year. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Jan Anderson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, you have given us an example of St. Andrew, one who knows Jesus, your Son, one who preaches Jesus, your Son. We ask for an outpouring of his fervor that we may do the same. We ask that you look kindly upon these, our prayers, and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. For the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. For to the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Grant us, Almighty God, that through these offerings, which we bring on the feast day of St. Andrew, we may please you by what we have brought, and be given life by what you have accepted. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles, watch over it and protect it always. so that it may be governed by those you have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Andrew, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Once again, we thank those listening or watching through technology today. And we're, at this moment, we'll take a moment to pray the act of spiritual communion. And so we pray, I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. We have found the Messiah, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. us pray. May communion and your sacrament strengthen us, O Lord, so by the example of the blessed Apostle Andrew, we who carry in our body the death of Christ may merit to live with him in glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Just a reminder for this evening, we'll have, once again, Father Rocky, the Family Rosary Across America that begins at 7 p.m. Central. We invite you to join as well tomorrow for Holy Mass again at 12 noon Central Time. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May God, who has granted you to stand firm on apostolic foundations, graciously bless you through the glorious merits of the Holy Apostle Andrew. Amen. And may he who endowed you with the teaching and example of the apostles make you under their protection witnesses to the truth before all.
Amen.
So that through the intercession of the apostles, you may inherit the eternal homeland, for by their teaching you possess firmness of faith.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we continue to ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother for an end to the coronavirus in our world, in particular under her title of Our Lady of Good Health. And so we pray, O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, but to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.